This call is being recorded.
Oh yeah, I forgot. Moses, are you gonna mute everybody? Oh no, I'm sorry. Moses, I'm sorry, I changed that. You can't mute everybody because then they can't share. So, are you hearing me, Moses?
Yes, I just unmuted everyone.
Did you say unmuted everybody?
Yes, I just unmuted everyone.
Okay, good, thank you. Yeah, just keep it unmuted, and everybody just has to keep their own. Okay, just begin to breathe evenly and deeply. Breathing in through your nose, out through your mouth, rhythmically, gently, letting go, relaxing. Your breath begins to take you into a nice, relaxed state. Breathe in, hold that for about 3 seconds, then let it all out. Once you let it all out, hold again for about 3 seconds. Take another deep breath. Do that rhythmically, gently for just a few times here, focusing on relaxing. As you're breathing in, breathe in that golden white light. See that light moving throughout your body. Feel it moving throughout your body. More and more tend to let go of the extremities of your body. Want you to do is be aware of the bottoms of your feet. If you're sitting, if you're laying, just be aware of the bottoms of your feet. All of your attention right there at the bottoms of your feet, and see yourself growing out through the bottoms of your feet, approximately 1 inch. Almost as if you were extending yourself out. Seconds to do that. Extend it out about 1 inch. Bring it back in now. All back in. Now keeping your attention at the bottoms of your feet. Extend out this time. Right out through the bottoms about 6 inches. Grow 6 inches taller, basically, out through your feet into the ground. So come back in now. All back in. This time now, again, out through the bottom circle. This time, full 12 inches, 1 foot. bring it all back in again. Now put all your attention at the top of your head, just like you did out through the bottom. Now extend out through the top of your head, about an inch. Going in, straight up through the top. Bring it back in, normal. Extend out again, about 6 inches out to the top of your head. Bring it back into normal again. Then one more time out through the top of your head, extend out a full 12 inches. So 12 inches taller, right out through your top of your head. As I said earlier, if you have trouble visualizing, just think. Bring it back into normal again. Now this time you're going to do the same thing you did through your bottom top of your head. This time it's going to be out through all around your body, as if you're going to blow up like a balloon out all areas of your body. Go out about 6 inches. Bring it back in. For most of you have realized it gets easier each time you do this. Now extend out again all the way around, this time full 12 inches. But this time, once it's out there, keep it out there. Don't bring it back in. I'd like somebody on the phone, if you would, to share what it is you're experiencing just from this part of it. Don't say if you took off and went anywhere or anything like that. Just this part of it. What does it feel like to extend out all the way around your body?
I feel very hot, James, and I feel very expanded.
Hot and expanded. Okay, good. Anything else? Or anyone else?
Like hollow.
Hollow?
Yes.
Okay.
Floating.
Floating, all right.
So very warm and floating.
Warm also, okay. Very good.
Light all and right. Airy.
Airy, you said airy?
Light and airy.
And airy. Okay, very good. All right, now I want you to go stand. Now, this is going to be more difficult for you people on the phone, but just try to go with it. I want everybody to go stand right outside of the door here where we are in this room. Obviously, it'll be easier for those that are here, but those of you on the phone, just go with it. Let it be what it is. Being outside the building that we're in here and looking at the building, and tell us what you're aware of as you're looking at the building or right around the outside of the building here. And again, there's no wrong answer, so whatever it is, it's fine.
I see a brown roof.
By the way, those of you that may not be sure, you're in your astral body now. This is what's called astral travel, astral projection. It's perfectly safe the way we're doing it, just so you know, because we worked with the light here first. I'm sorry, what did you say?
I see a brown roof.
Brown roof, okay. Anybody else? Come on, don't be shy. Again, there's no wrong answer. You can't be wrong with this. Whatever it is that you're experiencing. You're looking
at a panel of windows.
Sorry, what?
I see windows.
Windows, yep. Very good. Lots of windows.
It feels like a chalet.
Wow, wonderful. Right on. Very, very good. See, it does work. It's real.
I'm seeing a lot of the color green.
Okay.
Yes, I also see green.
Very good. Now you're getting it. You're going with it. Good. Just have fun.
Is the siding brown? It seems brown with the green.
Okay. Good.
It's like beige, warm brown to me.
Right.
I see it's like a pointed roof, kind of.
Right, like a chalet, European type roof.
Yeah,
chalet,
it's
right.
Pointed. It's pointed.
Yeah. Sloping.
Yeah. And not in different windows. Like more
yeah,
old fashioned.
Different size windows, you're right. Good. Awesome. All right. That just goes to show you now that it's real. So in case you were wondering, you are actually here. If you thought yourself here, you're here. So again, in your astral body. Now I want everybody to go up on the roof of this building. Just find yourself up on the roof. You can float right up onto the roof. You don't need a ladder or anything like that. Just float on up. Be on the roof of this building. Now, from this point of view, where can you be aware of here?
I see a lot of stars and the moon.
The moon's almost full.
Yes, I see the moon.
Clouds rolling through, white and grayish clouds.
Yes, there are actually. Very good.
I see a bright moon. Very bright moon.
Very bright.
Yes, moon is very, very bright and close.
Okay.
Woods, wooded area.
Yes, right?
The air is crisp.
Definitely.
You see an outline of
your other senses, too. That's wonderful. Anything else?
I sense a lot of animals. I sense a lot of animals. Around, hiding around, just living in the area, like animals.
Yeah, they're hiding. Elk and what are those pigs called?
Little pig.
Javelinas, yep, they're all around. Lots of squirrels, all kinds of rabbits, everything is around here. Okay, now what I want you to do is, if you haven't already, let yourself float up off of the roof of the building, up into the air. Just get some sense of motion or movement as you fly from building to building, or do some somersaults in the air if you want. Whatever it is you want to do, but get the feeling of motion outside of your physical body. Let your physical body behind. Just kind of, you can even see it way down there if you want, as you go higher up into the sky. want to share what the feeling of motion is like, as far as flying and stuff goes?
Flying.
Definitely floaty.
It's like bubbly.
Right?
Freedom.
Floaty. Freedom. Yeah, definitely freedom.
Feel very
like
light.
Eagle, right?
Oh. Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Starting
okay. All right. Once you get that feeling of motion, and just so you know, motion in this sense, motion leads to awareness. Okay. So the more you can get in touch with this feeling of motion, you become more and more aware that you are actually outside of your physical form. Let your physical form go more and more as you become more aware in this way. That's why we're doing this. We don't do this on Sundays. It takes too long, but this is a technique that can be used to really get out of the body. And once you know how to do this, you can do it very quickly. Now I want you to float up up to a point 500 feet above the roof of this building. Your higher self, source within you, will know where 500 feet is. Find yourself 500 feet up. Once you're there, look around and see everybody that's there, all this group that's there. Close to 50 of you on the phone, another 20 here in the room. Of us here in the group. Is anybody aware of everybody else?
Yes.
Yep.
Yes. Yes.
All the
colors and the glowing colors and the various colors.
Very good, yes. How does it look when you see somebody in their astral body? What difference is it?
Light.
It's lighter.
There's no density, pure spirit.
But there's still a body. Have you noticed that? People still have a body. Even though you can tell through telepathy and all of that, you can know that they're there. You can recognize their vibration. That's how the Ascended Masters recognize us, through our vibration. You can also see us in our astral bodies. And astral bodies are basically just like the physical body, but without all the density. All right. Now, I want you to, it's nighttime, at least it's nighttime for all of us here in this country. I don't know if anybody's joining us another part of the world, so it might be a different time frame there. But for the most part, it's nighttime, and if it's not where you are, just make it a nighttime scene. So as you're looking around and you see this nighttime scene, the moon bright, the clouds going across the moon, a few stars here and there, crisp feeling in the air, all these things you already said. Once you have that, now I want you to change that nighttime scene that you have now into a daytime scene. Make it a nice, bright daytime scene. Take a couple of few seconds, about 15 seconds or so, and turn that nighttime scene into a daytime scene. Once you have a daytime scene, please describe what that is like as you're looking at it.
Golden light and warm.
Light, warm.
I started seeing two roads, like it's out in the mountains, and there's one road going one way, one going the other, two lane highway thing, but there's like dirt in the middle. I took off to some other place.
Okay.
There's lots of trees, like forest.
A lot of Let's trees, pine trees, some scrub.
Pine trees.
shrub bushes.
Are you aware of the sun being out?
Yes, it's bright out. It's beautiful.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, very good.
Sky is
blue. Now what I want you to do is I want you to change this daytime scene back into a nighttime scene again. Only this time, make it a little bit later at night, a little darker. Especially in this area, the lights go out around here a lot at night, and it gets really dark. Anybody aware of the nighttime scene now?
Yep. Lots of stars.
Stars.
I see some fairies.
And ships.
Yeah, some nice ships.
Yes, I see some fairies.
Green,
fairies,
yellow,
yes.
Red.
I know we're a metaphysical group here. Wonderful.
You can see them moving if you stay real still.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Ships are moving.
Ships are moving. Okay. Yeah, there's a lot of ships around here. You can definitely see them when you're out at night. You're looking for them. Even more so if they're looking for you.
I see a couple.
All right. Now, I want you to change this nighttime scene again back to a daytime scene. But this time, I want you to make it the brightest daytime scene you can possibly imagine, brighter than you've ever seen before. Again, about 15, 20 seconds, get a bright, bright daytime scene. Again, staying up here at the 500-foot level. Don't leave that point. You wandered off, go right back to it. Now, somebody describe that bright daytime scene.
It's almost sparkling.
Like it's super HD.
What?
High
yeah,
definition.
It seems like it's... It seems like it's of a higher density, of a 4 or 5D density now.
Right. Who is that that's talking there?
Gary.
I just wanted to say I felt like part of the light.
On you, but, okay, Gary, very good. I'm sorry, what did you just say?
I feel like I am part of the light, the brightness of the day.
Part of the light. Wonderful. So it's so, so, so bright. All right. The reason for this exercise that we just went through, changing nighttime to daytime, daytime to nighttime, and then finally back to daytime again, is to gain control over time so that in your astral body now, in your consciousness in your astral body, you have control over time. So staying at this 500-foot level, I want you to now ask your higher self, source within you, to take you back along the timeline. Some of you, as you're going back, you'll be aware that the times are shifting below you, almost as if you can see like a video, bunch of videos or, you know, different scenes passing by as you pass through all of these lifetimes. But you're headed back to the time in Lemuria. A time in Lemuria when before the end came, so when we were all happy and everything was wonderful, it's when, in the beginning, when we first became aware of Atlantis, so we were kind of, you know, living together and very congenially with each other. It was just a wonderful, happy time. And so ask your higher self to take you back to that time in Lemuria. And if you don't find yourself going into Lemuria, you might find yourself watching over from above. Sometimes people are watchers rather than experiencers in the times. Find yourself there, and as you'll come to a stop. You'll be going. You may have already done this now, but going, and then all of a sudden you'll come to a stop. And when you do, look down and look at your feet and tell me what your feet look like, what you're wearing on them, what's your feet. Anybody can share there now.
Very tan feet, wearing sandals.
Tan feet, sandals.
Okay. I'm barefoot.
I'm barefoot. Okay.
And my feet are bigger.
Bigger.
Yeah, I'm noticing the digits, the knuckles, like. But I
larger, entire larger body.
My whole body is larger.
I see male feet.
Jewels are purple on my feet.
Well, that's a shock to you that you were actually a male before. And those of you that are guys today, you might find that you were female back then. It's all about balance. And as light workers, we've all been through this many times, many lifetimes. Whether here on the earth or other places, other systems, planets that we came from, we've all had many, many, many lifetimes. I'm talking, you know, billions, maybe trillions of years ago. You at one time may have heard that energy can neither be created nor destroyed. Well, God, prime creator, is energy, and that can neither be created nor destroyed. And we are that source energy, so we can also not, we were created at one time, but we can't be destroyed unless we volunteer to be. But even then, you don't lose everything. That's neither here nor there. So back to Lemuria, back to looking at your feet now. Those of you that didn't say anything, that's okay. You don't have to. But look up your feet now if you haven't already, or look up your legs, rather, and see what you're wearing on your lower part of your body.
Like a gown with a gold trim. More like it's a robe or kind of open or something like that. But it's really beautiful and kind of crepey, different fabric and beautiful, trimmed and gold.
Okay. Mine is white. Not the one with the male feet, are you?
Excuse me?
Not the one that was with the male feet, are you?
No.
Okay. All right. So obviously you're probably female there. Okay.
I also meant a white gown.
White gown?
Flowy. But it doesn't go all the way down. It just goes to mid-calf.
Okay. Very good. Anybody else? Okay. Now move up your body to your upper part of your body. And those of you are there wearing gowns and things, that's also going to be the upper part of your body. But can anybody share if they're wearing any kind of pants or shirts like we have today, or are they completely different?
Completely different.
It's completely different. It's loose fitting.
Yeah, so ornate. But
right.
Flowing also.
Yeah, okay. Flowing. It's white with some gold trim.
Yeah, I'm also wearing a white, almost Greek like outfit with golden trim and sandals.
Okay. Pretty much everybody in the
blue.
Somewhat the same thing. That's good.
I'm wearing a blue garment.
Wearing what?
A blue garment.
Blue garment, okay. So there's a little bit of color there too, okay, very good.
I have black hair and a beard.
Okay, you already went up higher then, okay. So obviously you're male, and you can see your hair, your beard. How about the ones that are women there? And is your hair, what's your hair like there?
Yes, I have long hair. Oh my God.
Very long.
Long, black. My skin is very dark and gold.
Okay. Auburn.
I see a lot of braids. Is anybody else seeing that? Women especially, they have braids in, through their hair. Tied around or something like that.
Back. I see flowers in our hair.
What?
Flowers in our hair, lots of flowers.
Yeah, back then, definitely. All right, wonderful. Now, I want you to look around. You've been looking at yourself there. And if those of you that didn't find yourself, just go along with the program here and just be aware as people are saying things, you know, what they're aware of, and be aware through them. You can see through their eyes or in their memories. Believe it or not, you can actually do that. Now look around, everyone now, look around and see what's around you. Describe what you're aware of in wherever you are. And normally, when you come into these situations, you're alone at first, but then as you look around, there you begin to see other things of civilization. Not all the time, but a lot of the time.
Beautifully aesthetic architecture. Very open.
Healthy, aesthetic architecture. Right, very good.
Very free-flowing.
I see that. It's kind of light-colored buildings, but you can see trim outline, white and gold, and the walls kind of like glow. It's like glowing from within.
I'm seeing those glowing walls, too.
And there's a temple.
And I see the people moving through these buildings, and they're very beautiful.
Mm-hmm. But it's like in a jungle, too. It's like I can see trees and the dirt pathway, and it's just really lovely and healing.
Very tropical.
Yeah.
Jungly. Really gorgeous. Beautifully landscaped, yet natural.
Mm-hmm.
Nice walkways, fountains.
I see an ocean.
Field.
Ocean.
I came in at evening, so the water is very smooth, and it has sunset color and it's pink and deep indigo blue. It's beautiful.
And the same thing.
I hear music.
Yeah, beautiful music. Like
you find that there is much more than maybe what you had thought coming into this. As you remember, as your memories return to you, and as you're experiencing this, and as you experience, as you look around, you are saying that you are seeing much in the way of the architecture, the smooth architecture, the curved and rounded architecture, as well as many colors. No one has mentioned yet stones of various colors, but we know some are seeing those now as well. And then the ocean, the beautiful, crystal clear, pristine ocean that's there, the Pacific Ocean. It's wonderful. It is wonderful, is it not?
Beautiful.
Oh, my God.
Feel the energy. This is what we really want you to be able to experience now. It's one thing to visualize and see these things and remember what you were seeing, but now we want you to feel it. feel the energy there. Touch with that energy. A higher vibratory energy that it was at that time. No pollution anywhere. You can imagine what that would be like, how the air would be crisp and clean and clear and full of oxygen. You feel this?
Yeah.
Yes. I feel it up through my chest and up through my head. It energizes you.
I feel the crystals.
Go ahead.
I feel the crystals.
I feel the birds and the animals and all the wildlife are very connected to us. They're just one with us. The birds and all the animals are around there. There's so much joy and love everywhere in the air.
It's like everything's alive and growing and healing.
You can feel their vibration as they can feel your vibration as well. They know you.
And they are one with them.
Yeah, cohesive.
Singing and dancing, I feel.
We can communicate with the whales that are swimming by.
Yes, wonderful. The whales, the dolphins, the porpoises, all of that. For in those
all the
times,
colors over there.
You can imagine, just for a moment, in those times, there is no fear. What was there to fear in those times?
Nothing.
Nothing. Nothing to fear. If there would have been anything out there that could harm you, you were not placed in that kind of a situation where that could happen because you did not believe it could be. Therefore, it was not. This is what we have been telling you, that you are moving into those very same vibrations that you are experiencing now. You will be having these same feelings, connection to all life. No one yet has spoken of the water directly. How you experience the water, the ocean, the majesty of the ocean, the smell of the ocean. Be in that body now that you are in at that time. Be in it again. Be standing on the beach. If you weren't there, find the beach. And be on a beach, the sand. Feel the sand on your feet. Feel the warmth of the sand, the crystalness of the sand, the purity. And then the ocean itself, the majesty as the waves come in, they ebb out and ebb in, the flow continues back and forth. Smell, the salt air, beyond anything you've smelt in this lifetime, even when you are at the ocean, is the closest you come to this experience here in Lemuria, when you have been on a beach, the ocean, very few people around, have experienced, been able to let go and experience, to know the ocean, to show the consciousness within the ocean. The idea of Neptune, the Greek god Neptune, is not that far off from reality. It is speaking about the consciousness. It was and is the ocean. That there is consciousness in everything that is alive. Everything. All is consciousness. All is one. As you are standing there on the beach or wherever you are at this point, feel that sense of oneness. Feel body, experience it, communicate with it. I say, how do you communicate with oneness? Communicate with the energy, the vibration that is that oneness. You feel it surging through your body. I ask you now, can you feel it? Can you experience it?
Yes, I can feel the consciousness of the slip of the water, and then of the consciousness of the total entity of the ocean.
Very soft, loving, and pretty.
There's no separation.
Down together right now.
There's no separation.
It's one with it. It's beautiful.
How real is it to you?
Very.
It is all that is.
It feels like music.
Feels like music.
Yes, we're all sitting down and just watching the ocean. All of the girls.
I actually feel like I am the ocean.
With the ocean and with the stage.
Heard of be the ball? It's the same thing. Be the ocean. Be the crystals. Be the rocks. Be the trees. Be the animals. Just be. Now I would like you to go to a point. Ask your higher self now to direct you. Go to a point where many of you that are in this room and in all over this phone call, many of you were together. This is not happenstance that this group has been brought together. Why the name Ancient Awakenings was chosen. Why we sent it to the James. You speak up when you find yourself with others of this group.
Yes. With
I feel great love. Great love and unity.
It's like a big conference built hall type, big, huge but very airy. And all people milling around and saying hi and you know, welcoming each other.
We're all with Sananda.
What is the mood like there?
Festive.
Joyous.
Love.
Joyful.
Uplifting. Light, love, oneness.
It's like an occasion.
Excited. Very good. That's where we were going here. And does anyone have any idea what this occasion might be?
Reunion.
About to leave
reunion.
On
our... Reunion, yes. Coming together.
Yes. For me, I'm not sure what I'm holding with 14 right now.
It is an occasion. It is a reunion of sorts.
I think we're about to leave on our journey to for the task we all took on.
Oh, like graduation.
Journey for what? We need to hear what you were saying.
Journey for the task we all took on. The purpose.
Very that's where we were hoping someone would come up with this, would remember this. And once one does remember it, others can as well. For you are, at this point, as you are experiencing this reunion, you are experiencing a change that is coming over. Just as there is change coming over in your evolution here in this planet today, now, back then, you were also preparing for a great change to come. Anyone aware of that change we speak of now?
We're going to take on a human form.
Was it a time when we had to leave Lemuria?
I'm seeing a big planet, a golden planet. Tilted.
I think we're going to incarnate into the Earth that we're going to be assisting.
Our vibration changes.
There is no fear. We all are connected with our hearts so deeply. There is no fear. We know that we have been called to visualize together the shift and change then and the shift and change now.
Ready for a new mission.
Yeah.
Are ready for a new mission, and that is true. We have done this previously before, so for some this may be a repeat, but it bears repeating. Because of what is coming in your lives now, in this time now. Taking you back again to those times, they're going to somewhat paint the picture for you. As you are there for this reunion, this occasion, you are in a grand amphitheater, is what we will call it here. Many seats all around. You see this now as I explain this.
Yes.
Yep.
Yes.
Yes.
You are in this amphitheater, and there is no need for microphones or anything of this nature, no electronic devices. Simply your voice carries. We're not speaking about barking voices.
The dogs were there too.
Yeah, they found their way in.
They were there.
They don't want to be.
Had to add their two cents.
Yep, they're coming.
Now, as you are in this reunion, the anticipation, why you have all been called together here. This area, in this place, this township, you might call it, not a city, for there were not cities as you know them today. There were villages, there were townships. Here you are at this gathering, we'll call it a gathering. This gathering has called many from all over the land, from all of Mu. The continent of Mu, which was Lemuria, has come from all over. There's some that you have not seen before or for a very long time. This is the joyousness that you are feeling as you come together. There is a sense of anticipation as well. Because in front of you, up on what you would call the stage, there are 12 chairs, 12 seats. Those are for the 12 elders of Lemuria. We're not called rulers or kings or judges or presidents. They were the elders. They were the wise ones. And there were 12 throughout the land. Very seldom did they ever come together such as this. So you know, as they are gathering, as you are all gathering, and you see the 12 chairs, you know that something is afoot. Something is different. The anticipation begins to grow as you begin to take your seats. Coming out from the side of this amphitheater are the 12 elders filing out one by one, taking their respective seats. Each one the elder of a village or a township. Then, as all 12 are seated and all is quiet, the 13th steps forward. The 13th elder, the one that is very seldom ever seen, only spoken of in such admiration and such love, because this is the one you all came here with. This is Sananda as he steps forward and takes his seat at the far end. Now you know, as you gaze up on this scene, as there is not a whisper in the crowd, all are silent. All are feeling the emotion, the love for this great man, this great being. Yes, let the tears flow, my children. Let them flow. They are real, because you are remembering being there in that day, in that moment. Each one begins to stand one at a time and tell their part of the story, why you have all been gathered here. Each one, one by one, shares. As each one begins to give their part of the story, the entire story begins to come together. Where you have come from as a civilization, as a people, what has occurred as you have moved along in your evolution, how you have moved into higher and higher vibrations, into the fifth dimension and even beyond that for many. Each one stands and comes closer and closer to the 9th and the 10th and the 11th and the 12th. By the time it gets to the 12th, it has gone from elation to everything that has gone on before and has happened since, and how this has been a wonderful civilization, wonderful people that have been brought together in the love of the Creator. To the 12th one that now stands, begins to share what is coming. We have gone through what has come before, what is now, and what is coming next. And with this oratory that this elder gives, you begin to realize that you are going to be asked to fall back in vibration body. Just as you knew when you came in with 144,000, this would happen. You know, you experience this as he is speaking of this. Speaking of what it will be like as the Dark Ages come over the land. And what you need to do as a people to come together one last time and preserve the records of man. This is your mission, which is be related to you now. It is a mission that must be undertaken. Unlike those of today, when volunteers are asked for, if volunteers are asked for at that time, everyone volunteers. They do not raise their hands as they did not do that then. You did not do that then. But you stand, make yourself notice. Stand as one in unison, together, forever. All this is outlined. The records must be preserved. What do you need to do to preserve these records? Once the 12 elder is finished, Ananda stands proudly in front of all, speaking out, booming his voice so everyone can hear. And he shares not what is coming in forms of the Dark Ages, what is coming after that. But you, those of you that choose to remain behind, to travel on in this continuing journey, become more and more a part of the evolution of this planet, and to lower your energy to match many of those around the planet, then when the time comes, when the clarion call once again is sounded, you rise out of the darkness, out of the ashes, you might say, as the phoenix arises from the ashes. You will arise. This is Sananda speaking. He speaks of this. You will rise as the light workers and warriors and sharers. You will rise as one again, just as you have been one previously. You will arise as one. Continue to bring this evolution forward. Bring it back from the depths of the third dimension into the high vibrations of the fourth and fifth and beyond once again. There you were at one time. You will be again. Sananda again speaking, sharing, giving you hope. Unlike again today, you would feel the fear of dropping down in vibration, the fear that would come of knowing you are going into the Dark Ages. You will lose yourself many times in those Dark Ages. But you did not have fear. You felt the mission. You felt the importance of what was ahead. And as one, again, in unison. You yelled forward, I. I. You would continue on. Those that would decide not to continue, that would leave in the ships, they too were a part of that unison, part of that oneness. All was exactly as it needed to be. You were exactly where you needed to be. There was a period that came after this. You can remember this as well. You are gathering the records together. You are preparing them. You are secreting them away. Wherever they needed to go. All of this was decided. As a group. As one. After finally records were secreted. Many places across the planet. In those times did not have to worry about transportation. You were able to dematerialize and materialize wherever you as his being in the higher vibration. Finally, records were placed. It was time now to say your goodbyes. All of those that you knew in that time, many of those that you knew, not all, many who had chosen to go up in the ship, not to flee, to carry on in another direction, in another part of the journey, always knowing that they would be watching over you. Through your entire journey, it would always be there with you as part of the soul group that you have traveled with for eons of time. You, all of you, are part of this soul group and many, many more. Ships came, landed. Parting farewells began. You said goodbye to some of your closest, dearest friends, even some what you would call relatives, family, although all was family in those times. You didn't have the differentiation between brother and sister, mother and child. All were one. As those of your loved ones began to board the ship, watched them sail off up into the skies, into the heavens, knowing that one day they would return. They would be back with you again. You with them. Knew it would be a long time, but time then is not like time today. Time then was just a fleeting moment. What you would call the sands of time. said you knew they would be there watching over you always. All you needed to do is reach out and call to them. They would be there for you. Not physically, but there nevertheless. And now we take you back to today, back to this time. That is exactly what has happened and what is going to happen. Those that left at that time are returning. The divine ones, the golden helmeted ones, are returning once again. In droves, their ships are everywhere. Those of the Ashtar Command, those of the Galactic Federation of Light, galactic worlds, and beyond this, the many, many councils that meet all over the galaxy and the solar system. Meet regularly to see that this evolution here on the Earth is ready for that next giant leap. You heard at one time, one small step for man, one giant leap for mankind. Well, this, my dear brothers and sisters, is a giant leap for mankind. You are all here to witness that, to experience that, to be that. I've also heard no one is left behind. And we repeat that. No one will be left behind except for those who wish to be. Going to share now a particular chant that this one James learned some time ago. I've spoken it before, but it is important now to speak it forth again, and for each and every one of you to learn this so that you can speak it as well. Because it is all about coming back together again as one and moving together ahead as one. I will release now to the one who serves, who will take this forward from here. I am a Dhamma. I was with you in those times, and I am continually with you in these times. Yariyala Suwaba Parthis. Yariyala Suwiba Parthis. Papa. return, wherein we return. We return as one together, seeking thy light, serving thy light, knowing thy light, making known thy handprint within the earth, where thou hast placed thy sacred seal within man's heart, where he would open, where he would know, remembrance, remembrance forever. With the English understanding of those ancient chants that was just given. We can bet that woke up the neighborhood here.
Yeah. Amen.
The chant that you heard here is very important as you continue on. Not that you need to say it every day, but it would be certainly wonderful if you would, because it is all about remembering who you are, what you are, what you have come to do, and how you have all come together as a group, as one, once again. The ancient awakenings from those ancient ties, those ancient experiences and knowings that you have had in the past. And as you have heard many times now, most of you have heard, you have come from many different systems, experiences, shifts and changes that you have been through. It is amazing when you think about all that you have come through in your wanderings. And many of you are wanderers. You have maybe heard that term as well, wanderers. And some are even the watchers. And those of you that are the light workers, the light warriors, well, all of you right now are the light warriors, right? That is what you are all here for. There are no watchers here anymore, are there? None of you are watchers. You are all warriors. Now, that is not to mean that you are to make war. We do not speak in that terminology at all. But you are to bring light to the earth, to anchor the light here on the planet as the light workers and warriors and sharers. This is what you are here to do. This is your mission that you came here for. And all of this weekend that you are experiencing is to awaken that spirit within you once again. Awaken that drive, that force. As our dear Moses said, to give you your marching orders. Yes, this is what we are attempting to do. We want you to march forward. We want you to take this sword of Michael, that flaming, beautiful blue flaming sword of Michael, and take it out in front of you and share it with everyone that you come in contact with. Now, of course, if you go and talk to someone and you show them your sword, they're going to think you're a loony here, because you won't have a sword in your hand, you know, you understand this, right? Unless, of course, you find yourself a lightsaber somewhere, and then you can use that. But figuratively, of course, take that wonderful sword of truth of Michael and the violet flame of Saint Germain, and use these as tools. They are tools to use. The golden flame, all of these things are tools to use. And you have many of these tools. But if you do not use them, if we give them to you, if you get them from other sources, receive them from other sources, and you do not use them, then they do you no good. If you are given a crystal, specifically, if you are given a crystal in your meditation, and many of you will be receiving these crystals in your meditation. We are just telling you that now ahead of time. You will see. You will be receiving crystals from Archangel Michael, from Archangel Gabriel, from many of the archangels, from Sananda even, from Ashtar. All of these are going to be giving you these tokens, these amulets, you might say, to be able to utilize, to be able to bring the energies into your bodies and hold them there. And then, as a crystal does, it's a transducer. It then sends the energy out from you through this crystal into others so that they can feel the vibration as well. And their vibrations will increase as a result of this. Share the light, yes, but share it through your crystal. Now, when we say you are going to be given crystals, we are talking about a crystal, not a physical crystal necessarily, although some may receive it in this respect, but in terms of a crystal that you can put in your heart or in your third eye or whatever it is, wherever it needs to be at that point, and utilize that crystal. It is real. If it is given you, it is real. Okay? Now we would ask if there are any questions here. Is everybody back from their journey? Oh, we forgot here. How could we do that? We forgot to have you come back. Oh my goodness. We're going to get it for that.
I have a question.
Hold, please. Everybody, please. Come back into your physical form. Wherever you find yourself, if you are still out there floating around and never, never land somewhere, come back. Come back into your body and bring that energy that you felt there in Lemuria. Bring it back in with you, that oneness, that connection. Bring it back in and feel it come into your body. And then come into a complete state of consciousness and circulation. Fully revitalized and refreshed, and make sure that that astral body is all tucked back in. Just as you brought it in and out, now bring it all back in. And make sure, otherwise, you can have periods of dizziness and uncomfortableness in your stomach area, and these types of things can be as a result of not coming back in fully. Yes, now your question.
Earlier today, when someone was on the phone asking about that Mishaba energy,
yes.
And when they first came on, I thought, oh, you know, I read that on Hollow Earth when it came on. And it wasn't a whole lot, but messages that I really responded to and liked. And I was thinking that I might have a connection with that energy, too. Could that be true? And I don't know what Mishaba is, if you could explain what that is.
First of all, you already asked this question earlier of the
names,
and what did he tell you?
I know, but I wanted to tell you.
You just wanted to hear it from us. In other words, you don't believe this one we're speaking
to. No, I do.
Shame, shame, shame. James is our emissary, you might say.
Yeah.
Just as Charles is an emissary. Just as Joanna now is an emissary. Just as others, Randy here is an emissary, and so on. We are not leaving anyone out here, but we cannot name everybody here. We'd be here forever if we tried to do that. But you are all emissaries in certain respects. Not all are channels in this respect, but you all channel energy. You do not need to channel communication, but you channel energy. You channel vibration. You channel light. You see? So, yes, certainly, Cynthia, you are the one that was being spoken of here as the other one that is feeling, experiencing, or coming from this energy. And the Mishaba energy is very great indeed. It is a galactic energy. It is not a solar energy. It is not an earth energy. It is a galactic energy. All of the galaxy is this Mishaba energy, you see? And if there is a being that is associated with this Mishaba energy, and you even know who this being is,
I think,
but you are not going to say it now. We do not want you to say it now. Hold it to yourself,
yes.
Okay? Did this answer your question?
Yes, and I just wanted to tell you personally, because you think, like, I never get anything. You know, like I don't have a trust. And I did get that, so I just wanted to inform you personally.
My goodness. Now she says what we think.
Sorry.
No need to be sorry. We joke here with you. We think a lot of things.
Yes.
And we know you think too. Well, sometimes you think. Other times you
I have a question.
Yes.
Were the 12 leaders on the stage the Lords of Amenti?
Did not hear the first part of that, the Lords of Amenti, yes, but what was the first part?
Were the 12 leaders that went on to the stage, were they the Lords of Amenti?
They were not, no. Wonderful concept, but no, they were not. They were elders. They have gone on. Many of them have gone on to great things in their experiences here. Many of them you know of. And one of them in particular is here within this group as well. Of course, we are not going to say who that is at this point.
Okay.
And it is not who you are thinking of, just so you know. See, we know you think, and we know what you're thinking a lot of the time. Not in terms, again, of eavesdropping. We do not do that. But when we are here together in this room, in this space, and all is the same space here, those of you on the phone are here in the room with us as well. You may not feel like you are. You think you're where you are, but no, you are. You're here. It's a part of you is. Okay? Other questions here?
I have recently heard that February 18th, this coming February 18th, is supposed to be some sort of completion date. Is there any validity to that?
Very well thought out question there, as you put it. Very succinct. We love succinct questions. Is there anything to this February 18th? There is something to this February 18th. There is something to this December 21st. Beyond that, we are not going to say, though. But there are things that are coming, changes, of course, as you have heard. And we spoke previously of imminent changes. They did not quite manifest directly as we were once thinking they would, expecting they would, but you know what happens to expectations. You need to think in terms of probabilities and possibilities. And there was a probability and a possibility that within days from that time that we spoke of this, that there was going to be a major happening, a major shift. Did not quite happen as said, but there was parts of it that did, but parts were also held off here. Now for the 21st and then February 18th, and another date that will not be given at this time, but you will receive it in the short times ahead as well. There are what you call windows, or what you can call windows of opportunity that are coming here. You have had them before. The event did not materialize yet, but some smaller events have. And this is leading up to that major, larger event, what we will call the event or the galactic pulse, or the solar flare, you might say, not the solar in terms of this sun, but from the galactic central sun, which will then cause a solar flare here as well. So it will be a flash. We say not flare, but solar flash. Better wording here. As you can begin to visualize and picture what that would be like. But not in terms of a flash that will take out all of your electronics and all of that around the world. For what would that be like? That would be like going back into the dark ages again. And this, of course, is not going to be because you are coming out of the dark ages and coming back into the age of light, the golden age of light. Okay? Other questions here? Nothing further?
I have a question.
Yes?
On my mind, even before we came here tonight about the 12, did not realize it was elders. It came in my mind, it was like 12 disciples. And then the 13th, I really did think it was Jesus, which is the nonsense.
We can't hear her.
Oh. In the
We can't hear her. Is that Rita?
Hold on. We are attempting to get these crazy contraptions going here.
Yes.
Please, telepathy, come back.
Please, yes, help me. Well, I was thinking when it was announced.
Can you hear her now?
Yes.
Yep.
My commercial for your Verizon. Can you hear me now?
Okay. Before we came here, or I came here for tonight, and the announcement was going to be about the 12 at the table and the 13th. Is that correct?
Yes.
Well, it came into my mind. I went way back, like, I don't know if I was there. When Jesus' time.
You were?
Oh, okay. I think I remember. And he called his disciples, and that was 12. He could see in their hearts. He knew who they were. And so...
He saw their vibration. He felt their vibration.
Right.
This is how he reconnected with them, through their vibration.
Right. And so the 12 at the table is like his 12 disciples and a visual.
12 elders, yes.
Yes, but I was just saying it was like back then that there was a 12 disciples. And then it's the 13th, and they were always talking about how 13th is an unlucky number. But I always knew that it was a good number because Jesus was really the 13th. And
the 13 idea as something unlucky or something that is to fear was a cabal move here.
Yes, yes, yes. And with all this tonight that I get, all this was meaning that we are going back to like the civilization of Lemuria again, where there's love, peace, and harmony, and joy. Mm-hmm. That is where we're heading. Is that true?
That is correct. We are returning.
And the ship said, we'll be back for you. I remember that. And I remember crying. And also, I know they'll be here soon. Thank you.
Good. Yes. Can I hear you?
Not sure if that one works.
We were told we needed to be ambassador of ceremony here, so we're doing our job. I'm sure that everyone is experiencing what they need to here.
Thank you.
As best as possible.
Is the fall in Lemuria or the will it rise the actual
continent
as before, like Atlantis, to bring all of the earth back to how it was in paradise?
What we can tell you is land masses as you know them will shift greatly over the times ahead. Now that is not to bring about fear in terms of catastrophes and things of this nature, where the population of the planet is in danger or anything. Because if this were to ever happen, then you would be taken off the planet and into ships or into inner Earth and hollow Earth. So all of this is nothing to be concerned about. But the land masses are going to rise and some will fall. So there will be a shifting of the land masses across the planet. Not
it's
in
almost
the near
like
future
all of them.
As you know it now. Not in days or weeks or months or even years. This is longer here we are speaking of. Okay? Lemuria and Atlantis will rise again, both physically and figuratively.
Awesome.
Other questions here?
I have one question.
Yes.
So, in the vision, I was actually in the heart of the earth or something, and it was like there were crystals, and each there was like a crystal for every being, and like we would charge them if someone needed energy, and it was like connected right to the person that we were sending energy to. And I got the sense that it was that was part of what would be destroyed, is this crystal would break apart that was in the heart. And so it would kind of disconnect everybody, how we are connected. So I was curious, is that understanding correct as I was seeing it? Did that happen? And is that why we decided to replace it with the more of a silicone matrix that, and then we'll return it to the crystalline matrix as we manifest that?
That is correct.
Okay.
You have gone from the destroying, you might say, the diminishing of the crystalline structures here on the planet, and the disuse of those crystalline structures, except for your use in terms of electronics and this type of thing, to coming back to the times with Atlantis and Lemuria, where crystals were used in many different respects for many different reasons, as far as energy goes, as far as conducting of the energy in terms of communication. All of these things were possible back then and will be returning again as technology. But it will be connected with the technology that will also be given from the higher levels in terms of the galactics bringing the new technologies to you. All will come together here. Your crystalline chambers are exactly that, the use of crystals to bring about healings and many other things. Regeneration, all of this. You have the precursors of that being introduced soon here. Very shortly, you will find that the precursors of these crystal chambers and healing chambers are going to be introduced to the population. Once those that can hold this back and have held this back for some time are relieved of their duty. That's a polite way of saying what is going to happen. You just heard your answer there. Very soon. Very, very soon. In process. In some respects, already happening. Everything is already happening. You are in the now. Well, you guys are finally getting this. Wonderful. Right here, right now, this is the moment. This is it. This is nothing else. Only this moment now.
I have another question.
Around in your life thinking that way and believing that way. Wow, would you be a different individual entirely? And you are all heading in that direction because you are in, as we have said many times here, you are in training for this. We are preparing you, training you, so that you can then step into our shoes and do what we are doing. Would you like to do that?
Mm-hmm.
Like to say some crazy things through your channel here?
Sure. Yeah.
I'm somewhat joking, of course. That is not necessarily what is ahead here for you, but you are going to be taking our place here in many respects. You move up the ladder, we move up the ladder as well. Heard there was another question here?
Yeah, I have a question talking about the crystal chambers. I was, it was like a week or two ago, and I was in my bed, and when I awoke, I saw the beautiful crystal. They weren't light, but I could tell that it was energy flowing, and I felt like I was in a tube. Is that part of the crystal chamber that was manifesting in my room?
See, what you are experiencing when you have these types of experiences, in many respects, you are having memories. You are remembering back to those times when you have utilized these chambers before. Every one of you has used these before. There's nothing new, only new to your personality here at this time. And for many of you, it has been many lifetimes that you have not experienced this type of technology. But you all came from other systems and planets and galaxies and all of this where you have had these technologies before.
Oh, interesting.
Other questions here?
I have been wearing my Centimani stone to draw power to me because I feel like I really need it. But I'm wondering if it would be better for everyone if I buried it instead.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you.
Yes.
Could you repeat that? Could you repeat that, please?
Everyone. That is what they are for, to provide for vibration, to change vibration in the area where they are planted. And they will do that. They will change the vibration, raise the vibration wherever they are planted. They are ancient materials that come from far out of this system here. Yes. In other places as well. They have been used before. We will share this. They have been used in times, olden times, for what you would call talismans. You know what talismans were used for in past times, to be able to do magic and different, working with different energies. It is not for you this time to utilize this as a talisman.
I have a question.
Yes.
I have a thing called something in my backyard, which is a vortex right there. That is, and there. When the time comes that they do land, when.
We can't hear him.
Okay. When the ETs do land, those who don't have eyes to see, will they be able to experience it or not? What I get is no.
That is a rather difficult question to answer, because if a ship were to land in one's backyard and it was uncloaked, then everyone would see it in that area if they were looking directly at it. But that is not to say that they will land uncloaked. Understand the difference here.
Yes, I got it.
When they land, they will likely in the beginning especially be cloaked. And those who are meant to see them will then see them. And you are correct. Those that have eyes to see, we'll see that.
Thank you.
Yes. Any further questions before we release channels?
Yes, how is Robin Williams?
We knew that question was coming. There was an example of telepathy. Who is that that just asked that question?
It's Susan from California.
Susan, you just utilized telepathy there very greatly because we were just about to say what you asked. That was how we were going to finish here. Yes, Robin Williams is alive and well. And that may sound strange because you know he died here. But he is alive. He is well. And he is what you would call waiting in the wings to be able to make his debut performance to those of you that are here. He has performed in some respects where we are, and he is a regular riot, you might say. But he has also been tempered to not be quite the self that you knew him as before. But he will share this. If it works out, everything works out, he will share with you some things that you did not know about him and your connection to him. And this will be for some mind-blowing, you might say. But yes, he is here, he is waiting, he is going to be a part of this expression here this weekend if everything goes as it needs to go. What needs to happen is this one, James, needs to completely let go, and as was said earlier, needs to step out of the driver's seat and let him take the wheel. Right, Charles? That's right. We are looking forward to this as well, to see how this all works out here.
So are we. Thank you.
We're going to have the, what you call the other one who serves. And if you notice, he has jumped in and out here a few times. But for the most part, he has stayed off in the distance there and is waiting for his turn, you might say. And this will be when the two of them can share the stage together.
Good, because we need to laugh big time.
Yes.
That'll be
wonderful.
Fun.
We laugh a lot. You would be amazed how much joy there is in these higher vibrations. Anything further here now before we release channel? We will say adieu. Shanti, peace be with you. Be the one.
Peace be with you.
Shanti, thank you.
Shanti,
peace
be with you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Much gratitude.